This is Norman Kissinger for Redeeming the Time Brothers Ministries. I want to read to you from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I think we've used this passage before, but I want to make another point about it that I've been thinking about. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I want to talk for a minute here about the idea of the difference between repentance and compliance. And where this idea came from was that I know that there are a lot of parents out there, maybe with adult children, and may have found that even though you attempted to try to teach them about God's word and about God, you found that as they got older, even though they gave, maybe they made statements that they believed the gospel when they were younger and made professions of faith, when they got older, they said they didn't believe it anymore. They weren't living for the Lord. And I could tell you many parents that have had that as an experience with their children or with some of their children, they would do that. And that made me think about this idea of the difference between repentance and compliance. And that it really doesn't matter if a person comes into our church and they change even a little bit on the outside and they start acting better, quote unquote, or they act like they're, moral people or whatever. If they haven't actually repented, then what does it matter? Then there hasn't been a heart change that would go along with their decision to begin to follow Christ, or what looks like their decision to follow Christ. And of course, I know that here in this passage here that the Apostle Paul is really talking about the idea of that people in the world are going to do one of two things. They're either going to be transformed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, or they're going to continue to conform to whatever the world says to do, right or wrong, good or bad. But I think that that it's very easy for us to take the approach, especially as teachers of the gospel, to take the approach that when we see people changing on the outside, we believe that they're making change on the inside. And it's just as easy for any group of people that are not being transformed by Christ. They're being conformed by the world. They're being conformed not just to things like drugs or what other, you know, sinful behaviors that people are participating in. But they can be conformed to a church. They can be conformed to a cult. They can be conformed to a certain way of thinking that is not changing their lives because Christ is not the one who is transforming them from the inside out. And I said, you know, a lot of parents may have experienced the thing where they taught their children God's word, took them to church, taught them the Bible, read them Bible stories, prayed with them the sinner's prayer, only find out that transformation had never happened. And I know this is a very broad idea here, but I just wanted to say that as workers in the gospel, that we've got to clearly and both teach, understand, teach, and proclaim the difference between these. There's times in my life where I have conformed to what other people or what society wants. And there's been times in my life, because the Lord has changed my heart, where I'm listening to God and doing what He wants me to do. And so all of us could fall trap into this idea here. But the work of the Christian life is transformation, not conformation. I don't want to act like a good Baptist or a good Pentecostal or a good churchgoer. I need to be transformed into the image of the Holy God that we see lived out in the life of the Holy Christ. And so that should be a philosophy, not so much practical today, but a philosophy that we put into our teaching and our preaching so that we can be effective for the ministry of the gospel and so that people can really change their lives. every age has had its conformation, both in the church and in the world, of going different directions, believing different things, following different groups of people or thinking, but it's transformation that is necessary to save America and to save the church here as we move into the end times. This is Norman Kissinger from Redeeming the Time Brothers Ministries. You have a great week, and God bless you.